Shalom, we'll be talking about the Tumas Mess in Kvorim, and Bifrat about the Kever of Goyim. Does a Kever of Goyim be Metame, like a Kever of Yisrael, or is it different, or is it not Metame? It all starts in the Gemara in Nazir, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, and Nun Dalet. The Gemara says there's two psukim. One posik, it's in the Parshas Chukas, in the Parsha of Tumas Mes. One posik goes, "B'chol asher yigal pnei asode, b'chalal cherev oy v'mes, oy v'etzom odom oy v'kever, yitmo shivas yomim." So it starts three psukim before that. "Zoyis ha-toyro odom ki yomus be'oyel, kol ha-boel oyel b'chol asher bo'el, yitmo shivas yomim. Chol klif osu asher ein tzomit posi lolov, tomehu. כל אשר יגע על פני הסודה, בחלל חרב ובמסר, בעצם אודם ובקובר, יתמו שבס יומי. So now Gemara and Daphnon Gimel on the base, the Gemara Darshan says Pesukim on Tumas Oyer. There's another Pesuk, the Gemara, the Pesuk says, ולוקח איזוי וטוב על במי משתוי וביזו על אוהל ועל כל הכלים ועל הנפושס אשר הויו שום. So we have here a repeat of all the things that become Tome, how he becomes Tome. And here the Gemara dashes it on Negea. The Gemara says like this. Detanya. Nun Gimel on the base, the Gemara says Detanya. V'chol asher yigal al pnei asode, v'chalal cherev, v'mesoy, v'etzem odom, v'kever. So the Gemara dashes, al pnei asode, ze amayil al ames. Somebody's mile on the mess, that means B'derach Klal is, he's in the Ohel with the mess. So that's Tumas Ohel. Here we're talking, the Pasuk is Marbe, if you're mile on the mess, you're leaning over the mess, so it's Tumas Ohel. B'chalal ze'evel min achai. V'yesh lo ilalus arukov. There's an Eiver that was purished from a chai, and there's enough Boser that if it was on the chai, it would be near Po. And then it starts Tome. Cherev, it says Bahalal Cherev, Cherev Areze Kecholom. That the tumor of a Cherev, a Kli that's Negev the Mess, becomes like a Via Vesa Tumor. That we learned is a Bachleg Zerabin Utam and the Rishonim. If all the Kelim are Metame, Halal Cherev Kemes, or Davke Klema Toches. And we had Rabbi Nutam with Rabbi Nuchaim Cohen. Rabbi Nuchaim Cohen said, "Eze bais asher tivnuli," that a Cohen wouldn't be able to go into any house because every house has barzel, and barzel that was in Oel HaMes, it's the Chalal Cherev Areu Kemes. Rabbi Nutam said that it's a Cohen is not muzar on it. That's a separate name. Then we have Oy Bemes, Zeiva Anechlal Min HaMes. That's a Eiver that's separated from a mess, and the Gemara is Masber what it's Marbe. Oy be'etzem odom, ze roiva atzomois. That roiva akava atzomois, even though by a nozer is not megaleach on it, but it's metame be'oyel. Oy be'kever, ze kever sosum. A kever sosum is also metame. What's the chidush of kever sosum? So Tosfos says, the tumah is bekas v'oila bekas v'yeredes. That's only if it's tumah retzutzah. So Tosfos says if there's no halal tefach from the mess onto the roof of that kever. So memele tumah is bekas v'oila bekas v'yeredes. So whoever is mail or is nogea keneged where the mess is tumah. On the sides, not. But if there is a halal tefach on top of the mess, so it's called a kever sosum. Then it has a din that the whole kever, the shem kever, is metame be'oil. So a few of the sides where there's an empty space, hollow, next to the mess, is metame a few min atzdodim be'oil and benegia. And on that, there's a big machlok, the Rambam and the Ravid. When what do we say halal tefach? When don't we say halal tefach? If there's a halal tefach on top of the mess, or there's, and that's also a separate inyan that Reb Chaim talked about, the Chazon Ish talked about. If there's also a puseach tefach, that there's a hole of a tefach on the side of the kever, so then the tumah does not go on top of bichlal. It's like oil of a mess, that the outside is not, if the person is leaning on top of the oil of a mess, is not tomei. So the tumah stays there. And that's all taken from the Gemara in Brochas Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara says, medalgin Oyinu al aronah shel mesim, they were kohanim, they jumped over the aronahs, and the shaila was they should become tomei v'tumas oil. So one of the terutim is because it had a peseach tefach, and one teretz is because even though it was on minatzad, or because it's a certain kind of tumah that the kohen is not muzar on it. So that's also the sugyan brachos. What it said here in the brisa of chol asher yigal pnei sode, so it says al pnei sode ze amayil al pnei amez. So the Chagav Rashi and Chumash says al pnei sode Rabbi Senu dorshu le Rabbis goylel v'doifek. That means that the matzeva of a kever, it depends also on machlokes Rashi and Tosfos and Ksuvas Daf Dalit, and over here, if the girl of the doifek is metame boil, or it's only b'shas, it's next to the mess. Upshutoi Rashi says al pnei asode she'ein shom oil metame ames shom benegia. But our Gemara really says that this pasuk is talking about the oil and not about the negia. So then it says, "Oy bekeva zekeva sosum." The Omar ma tume bekas v'oy lo bekas v'yeredes. So Batsim, the raya that it says, "The Omar ma tume bekas v'oy lo bekas v'yeredes," really doesn't have to do with a kever. Tosfos says, "Bichdi aisa," because tume bekas v'oy lo is not by a kever. That's where there's tume retzutza, where there's no oil on top of the mess, where there's no poseach tefa. Then we say the tume bursts out; it goes straight up. But kever is another din. The Oitosu says the kever docha metame avolushaloi kenegedatum. It's not the din of bekas voil or bekas v'yoredes. So that there's a lot of pshatim on the Reb Chaim and the Rambam, the Ravid. What's the kesher between bekas voil or bekas v'yoredes and the din of kever sosum? Then the Gemara says Omar Avude Tanya. Vilu gabe negia Omar Avude Tanya. That's the next pasuk that we read. That is, it says, so Gemara darshins. That if a person touches the etzem kesoro, or he moves it, a mag or masa is tome. That's where Shlokish Shita. That an aver that came off of a chai and it doesn't have enough bosa lala saruka, but has a etzem and bosa, so it's metame. Oy bemez aver nechlal min ames. It also has a riboy, what it says. Oy bakever, here it says again, oy bakever, omre shlokish, ze kever shalifne adibur. So Rashi says, that means the Mefarish says, kloima, shoiv de kirchovi metamin bemaga, afal pishain metamin boil. Kiritani, kivre yuv de kirchovi men metamin boil. Ela benegia. The kever shalifnei adibor means a kever of people who died before matan Torah. So they're like goyim. The goyim nowadays is like the people who died before matan Torah. So it comes here to say kloimar. The Mefarish says that we learn here that goyim are not metame beoyel. They're only metame bemaga. Ela benegia. B'chol shoyer kredem adibor kredem matan Torah. Ben shel goyim, ben shel Israel, korele kever benoyach. The kever akum lachar adibor kekoydem adibor she'ein metamin boil v'shloinit nolem toiro. U'mishumochi kore kever shelifnei adibor. That means goyim after matan Torah like anybody before matan Torah. So it's called the kever benech. Kever shelifnei adibor means kivrei goyim. And that were marbe that's metame benegia not be'oil. So here the Karanora asks right away that the Gemara in Yevomis is mashma. That means here Rashi the Mefarish says that we learn it out from this posuk, since the oiba kever is marbe kever shalifnei adibor dafka by the posuk of negia, not by the first posuk of oil. So it's not metame boil, it's metame benegia. But the Gemara in Yevomis is mashma different. The Gemara in Yevomis says chein hoyo Reb Shimon ben Yochai oimer kivrei akum eidon metamin boil shenema ve'aten tzoyni tzoyn marisi odom aten. Atem kruim odom, ve'noiv tekerchovim kruim odom. We have a pasuk in Yechezkel that the Yidden are called odom, and the goyim are not called odom. So memele kivrei goyim are not metame boil. Why? Because it says odom ki yomus boil. So only a odom ki yomus boil is metame odom a mensch. What we call a mensch. Odom is a Israel. He's metame boil. Atem kruim odom. So memele they're not metame boil. In fact, the Tosfos Yom Tov says in the Goyim that the reason why there isn't Nigei Batim by Goyim is because it says by Negoim, it says Odom Kiebom Soy Negatoras. That means Negoim are not by Goim, because it says Odom Kiebom Soy Negatoras. And Odom means not Goim. Mesive. Vinefesh Odom Shisho Sorelef. So you see that by the Melchemes Midon it's mentioned the Odom, and it's going on Goim. So Gemara says Mishum Behema. And then the Gemara brings the pasuk from Yoina, Asher Yesh Bo Harbe Mishtem Esrei Riboy Odom, Asher Lo Yoda Ben Yemino Yismoiloi. So Gemara says Mishum Behema, Gemara says Behema Rabo, where it says next to Behema. So then he calls the Odom Biyachas to Behema. But it's not an Odom and a Darga for itself. It's only in comparison to what is next to. His next to Behema is called the Odom. Or maybe we'll even say the Derechidu, the Behema looks at him as if he's an Odom, but we look at him as not an Odom. Kol Oireg Nefesh V'chol Negea B'cholol Tischato, that's also by Milchemes Midian. So we see that Oireg Nefesh Negea B'cholol is Metame, so we see that Goyim are Metame, because they needed to be to have Azor Shlishi V'shviz. The Gemara says, Dimeik Tilchad Misrael. Maybe it's not because of the goyim, but maybe a yid was killed. Rabbanan says lo nifkat mimenu ish. So there was only goyim that were killed. Rab Shimon ben Yochai lo nifkat mimenu ish la'avera. But it could be maybe there was the Moshe Rabbeinu was mitzavid because maybe a yid was killed. Ravina Omar ni dematinu kromei atumuy beoyel dichsiv odom kiamus beoyel. We learn out odom kiamus beoyel, but not a goy. But Mimago Masa Mimatinu Kroa, just that Pasuk of Odom is only amused by Tumas Oyel and not by Mago Masa. So Karamara says from this Gemara, you see, you don't need a special Pasuk to say that it is Metame Bemago Masa. Just the fact that the mute was only an oil, so Memele is Metame Bemago Masa. And here the Mefarish is Mashma that we need this Pasuk of the Rabbis Kevel Shalifnea Dibor that a goy is Metame Bemago Bemasa. That means Bemago of a Kever. In the Rambam, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Gimel of Tumas Mes, the Rambam says like this: Echod Ames mi Yisrael, oy mino aku metame b'magro b'maso. A mes, a yid, or a mes, a goy, is metame b'magro b'maso. Ve'ein o aku, ein a goy metame b'oyel. The oil is not metame. V'dovor ze kabolehu. That means we learn it out from Allah Mishmisina Divrei Kabbalah Varei Woyma b'Melchemes Midian. It brings a raya. Kol Negea Becholol Lo Yizkir Shom Oil. It just says Kol Negea Becholol of whoever touched a cholol of a mess by Melchemes Midian, but it doesn't say oil. So that Rosha itself, the Gemara doesn't really say. But the Rambam brings it as a raya that we see that is Metame Boil and not Benegia. Now, Tosfos asks in Nazir, and a few places Tosfos asks the Kasha, we'll try to concentrate on the Tosfos in Nazir. So Tosfos says like this: Oy bekever, Rab Shimon ben Lakish omar ze kever shelifnei adibor. To be marbe that kever shelifnei adibor of goyim is metame. So Tosfos says shekoydem matan Torah v'tzorich yun l'rabbonan de Reb Shimon d'amri af kivrei akum metamin b'oyel d'loy dashinon odom atem kruin odom. In Yevamos daf samach aleph we had also a sheet of rabbonan, because the Gemara says v'rabbonan, and the Gemara says lo nifkad mimenu ish so we darshan lo nifkad mimenu ish, that they were metame and goyim. We see from the Gemara that the rabbonan are chilek on Reb Shimon ben Yochai, and they say that kivri akum or metame. Amai itzrich oy bakever. Here it says oy bakever, that it's mar bakever shelifnei adibor. That's why we need the posik. The shayla is that's only good lefir Reb Shimon, that he holds that they're not metame in certain ways. So we need to be marbe, that's metame b'magro maso. But lefir rabbon on that, they are metame. So what do we need oy bakever? V'yashlem ad Reb Shimoni. That this Gemara that says oy bakever ze kever shelifnei adibor goes lefi Reb Shimon, lefi the rabbonon b'emes, we don't need this posik because we are not memayv goyim, not from oil and not from maga, but here we say it goes lefi Reb Shimon. So b'emes lefi the rabbonon in Yevamos that they're metame b'oil also, so it's not even good this posik, because It's not a my itzrich leibakever. The posik can't go lefi the rabbona lechura because the rabbona say metami also boel, and this posik is marbe on mago masaf. Anyway, Tosfa says of yeshloima the Reb Shimon. He goes lefi Reb Shimon. Miu koshe. Daregam gabe negiya moide Reb Shimon de kivrei akum metamid b'mago b'masik domar avina b'perek abali vinte. That Negia Reb Shimon is Moida. What does he need a posik Rebekever to be Marben Negia? But by Negia, he's Moida anyway, because that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, B'shem Ravine, the Odom Kiyomus Be'oyel, so it's only Memait Oyel, Imut, and Mimago Masa, Mimeatinu Kro. So what do we need here, the posik? V'doichak Loima, Deloike Ravine, to say not like Ravine. What does it mean, V'doichak Loima, not like Ravine? We'll say like this, that Bamis Reb Shimon holds that it's metame, it's not metame, not bemago maso, and not boil, because odom kiomus boil is memait both of them. Only it's mar bekeva shelifnei adibor davke, the one that's before the matan Torah, the ones that died then there wasn't a chilik between odom and not odom. Everybody was called the odom before matan Torah. And that's how Tosfos and Nida says it. Tosfos and Nida says, the Gemara says that the Shualu Anshe Alexandria is Rabbi Shua ben Hanani. Shloisha Divrei Chochma, Shloisha Divrei Hagodah, Shloisha Divrei Burus, and Gimel Divrei Derech Eretz. So the Gemara says from the Divrei Burus that they is like a Morat says, so one was Ishtei Shaloit Maushe Tetame. The wife of Lot, she looked back and she saw Sodom, and she became a Netziv Melech, a pillar of salt. So the shaila is she metame or not, betumas mes. So Tosfos said, so what did they answer? They Omar Lohem, Rabbi Shua ben Hananya told Anshe Alexandria, mes metame, vein Netziv Melech metame. A mes is metame, but a Netziv Melech, a pillar of salt, is not called a mes. So Melech, it's not metame. So Tosfos says, vein Netziv Melech metame, mashma. It's mashma avali loy have a netziv melach metame. If it wouldn't be called a netziv melach, if it would be a person, if the ishto shalot just froze in her spot and she would become a mess, so she would be metame. Afilu l'Reb Shimon, it's mashma l'kul alma. Afilu l'Reb Shimon, nami ikil meimar de metame afilu be'oil. So how could it be metame l'Reb Shimon? V'chei nami tzien metzalte d'Reb d'Rebenoi. The Gemara says in Cheskas Abatim and Bobe Basre that Rebbe Noah have a Metzayan Me'alte. The Gemara says that Rebbe Noah was, his job was to paint, to make a semen in the ground wherever there was a Me'ora under the ground, where there was a caver, in order that Kohanim, when they walk on top, they should be careful and not walk on top of it. They shouldn't be over on Tumas Kohen. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Noah have a Mitzayin Ma'arta. In those days, they buried in Ma'aras. And on top of the ground, you couldn't tell where's the caver underneath. Just like nowadays, we see a lot of times when they're digging up for buildings or for streets, for highways, all of a sudden you come upon a Myra of Kvura because there's no semen. Rabbi Noah's paintings are long ago gone. So kimote lema'arte d'Avrom, when he came to the Myra of Avrom Avinu, that means Moras HaMachpela, why is it called Ma'arte d'Avrom? Probably because he's the one that bought it. He made it into a place that it should be popular as a Mokim Kvura. So it says the whole Gemara that he asked, when he saw Eliezer there and he saw Avrom, and then he measured the Ma'ar on the bottom, and then he wanted to measure all the Mauritian, and he came out of Basco that he can't go in there, and the measurements were told to him by Basco. Al-Kofani was measuring it because of Tumas Mes. So Tosfos says, Mitzayin Ma'arta, because Shum Dekeber Sosum Bekaz Ve'oilu. Kedomar Bekamo Duchti. So Tosfos here says, Rabbi Noah was Mitzayin Ma'arta. Why was it Metame? It was Kever Goyim. Osi Namik Reb Shimon, Da'achar Matan Toiro, Di'ikru Yisrael Odom, Ikel Iflugi. What Reb Shimon is saying, that Yisrael is called Odom and not going, that's only after Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, everybody was equal. Everybody was called Odom. Everybody was a mensch. After Matan Torah, the Bechira came to Klal Yisrael, and they picked up the Torah the title Adam and the Goyim are left behind. So Memela Afilu Lefi Reb Shimon, that he says Adam Ki Amos Boyel, only Israel's Metame Boyel and not the Goyim, that's only after Matan Torah. But the Rabbis Kevar Shalifnei Dibor, we would say Derek Lema Delek Ravina means what Tosfos says in Nida, that before Matan Torah, so Lefi Reb Shimon is Metame also Boyel and also Benegia. So that's why the pozik is marbe here. Bam is the pozik here is talking about negia. We don't have a pozik on oil. So we would say maybe that it's a gilui. Since it's a gilui that lifnei matan Torah is different, so it would be metame. But anyway, Tosfos here in Nozir does not hold of that terz. Then he says, Voriva pirish, kevar shalifnei adibor is mefarish de gemora. What does it mean, l'rabbis kevar shalifnei adibor? Gam oizan shemesu koidem matan Torah, koidem shenem ro parshas tumas mes. We would think it's talking not about goyim. Goyim bam is lefi Reb Shimon, his oil is metame and negi is not metame. We don't need this gemara. This gemara is talking about Yidden, even after Matan Torah, but before it was given the parsha of Tumas Mes. When was the parsha of Tumas Mes given? Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the next year after they went out of Mitzrayim. And it says Adam ki yomus boil. That means from that day that Moshe Rabbeinu gave the parsha of Misa of Tumas Mes, so from then ki Adam ki yomus is metame. But we would think that Lifnei Dibor means the parsha, this Dibor of parsha of Tumas Mes, so they wouldn't be metame. So it's marbe even kever shel Lifnei Dibor. So it's talking about Yid, not about Goy. So we have like this: we have Reb Shimon that holds that goyim are metame b'maga not b'oil, and the rabbonon hold that are metame b'oil also, and lefi the riva, it could be that means lefi the riva yidden that were before matan Torah lechura, we would say that yidden that were before matan, the yidden that died before the parsha in between matan Torah and the parsha of chukas, that means b'meshach the first year, so those yidden we're able to say that they would be metame b'maga, not b'oil, or maybe they're metame both because of the ribuy of lifnei adibor. The pasuk is talking about maga, but we could see it in two ways. Tosfos asks, the hemshach of Tosfos is like another dibor. Tosfos asks, makshil Reb Shimon, amai avar abenoi mitzayin ma'arta b'perek cheskas abatim, v'koyde matan toira l'Reb Shimon lo'y metame b'oil. Reb Shimon holds that before matan Torah, that means it's goyim, so they're not metame boil. So those mason the mara samachpel or whatever, whichever mara was. So why does he have to be mitzayin and show us where the tumah is? Because he shouldn't come to tumas oil. Anyway, it's not metame boil. The perik kama demoed kotn amrino dein mitzayin ela aldovo shein alin mitzayin aldovo shein metame boil. The gemara learns out of moed kotn that we don't make a simen for Tumas Mes, for the Kvorim, only as something that's Metame Boil. We learn now from the Pasuk by Goy Gomogog, it says, V'ro etzem Odom, v'ro na etzle Shion. The Gemara says, Tonu Rabbonon, Ein Metzainin, you don't make a simen for Kvorim, Lo'al Kazayis min Ames, Lo'al etzem Kesoiro, V'lo'al Dovo Sheinu Metame Boil. Aval Metzainin ala Shedre, v'ala Gulgoyles, al Roiv Binyan, v'al Roiv Minyan Ames. Zero. So the Gemara says that we learn that we only are mitzayim. We make a simen if it's metame b'oil. And since the fear of Shimon kibrei goyim are not metame b'oil, so the kvarim der rabino was mitzayim marza machpela. He didn't have to make a tzion for it. So Tosfos says, "Toimar orivo de shapir karye odom, odom orishin ve'avrom odom agodol ba'anokim." So he says that Adam Arishon and Avraham Avinu are called Adam. That means any person from before Matan Torah Bemis, you don't need to be Mitzayim because they're not called Adam, they're not Metame B'Oyel. But these two, they're called, like Tosfos Babasar also says, Avraham Nikra Adam, so is Adam Agoda and Adam Arishon. So they're not, we're not Memayit. V'ochi ein Mematam from the Pasuk Adam Kiyomus B'Oyel. They are called Adam. That means they're special people that they're able to get the title that's called Adam. Inami, the Kosova mikever shelifnei adibo, that means the kever shelifnei adibo, or marbe l'achar adibo, that's the revo that holds that were Kevar Shalifnei HaDibur means the ones that are after Matan Torah and before the Dibur of that parsha. So for that, that means the Kevar Shalifnei, it's also like we talked before, that the Kevar Shalifnei HaDibur means ones that are before the parsha, and if they're Tomei, so also the ones that were before Matan Torah also Tomei. So again, we have to know, even if we're Marbe, Kevar Shalifnei HaDibur, from Oiba Kevar, that says by the Pasuk of Negiah, but how do we know that it's also Metame Boil? But obviously from Tosfos it's Mashma that once we're Marbe Kevar Shalifnei HaDibur Lefi Derivo, so we say that even that Pasuk is talking by Maga, it's also, for some reason, it's also Marbet for Tumas Oil also. And Tosfos and Omid Beis, Nundalad Omid Beis, we're talking about Tumas Eretz Ha'amim, which the Rabbona made a Gzeira that a Kohen or anybody who goes out there to Amim should have a certain kind of Tumas Mes. So Tosha says that the Gzeira was Kedei Shelo Yetze Me'oretz L'chutz L'oretz. So the Shaila was in the Gemara if it's Mishum Aviro or Mishum Gusho, it's like a Tumas Oil or a Tumas Maga. So Tosha says Gozru K'mishemayel Ala Mes Mipnei Meisei Mabul. Or mipnei roiv Yisrael shenergu bechutz l'oretz. So Tosfos says it could be they were gozer either because a lot of Yidden were killed in chutz l'oretz, and memela, it's as if we're machshiv kilu, wherever you walk in chutz l'oretz, there might be tuma from Yidden. And another pshat Tosfos says mipnei meisei mabul, that they were, it could be that they're all over. So if we say mipnei meisei mabul, we have to say that kivrei goyim are metame, and they're metame b'oyim. That would be only Lefi the Rabbanon and not Lefi Reb Shimon. Or we would say Lefi Reb Shimon and Meisei Mabul are the ones that were before Matan Torah. That Tosfos says in Nida that before Matan Torah everybody was called Odom. We didn't make Chilukim between who's called Odom and not. But Rashi in Chumash says Ba'imtzu Biko Be'eretz Shinor. So Rashi says by the Dor HaFlogah, when they came and they looked for a space, for a place where everybody could live biyachad together, so there it says Shenina Usham Kol Meisei Mabul. So the fi that pshat, it could be that it wouldn't be a gzeira of Tumas Eretz Ha'amim, or maybe because of Shinar there were, because they're in all the places. The Rambam in Ilchus Ovel Parak Gimel Halacha Gimel says, "B'shom bi'arnu, in Hilchos Tumas Mes bi'arnu, she'ein agoyim eino akum metamin be'oil. Goyim are not metame be'oil. That's the Rambam we read before. V'lefichoch kivriseim tehoirim. Since goyim are not metame be'oil, that's why we say that they're kvorim or tor. The same lotion is in Parak Hey. Parak says." Hakum, ein lohem tumas kvorois, hoyel veinon metamin beoyel. Hare anegia bekivron toyer, ad sheiga beatzmo shel tumo yisoeno. That kvorim of goyim are not metame, since they're not metame boyel. That means the din of kever is totally in the din oil. Wherever there's a din of tumas oil, there could also be a din of tumas kever. Only if you carry by goyim, it's only if you touch or you carry the atzmo shel tumo. So the Rambam says, "Shom bi'arnu shein agoyim metamin boil. Lefichoch kivroisem toirim umuto lekoin likonit shom. A coin is allowed to go into a place where there's kvorim of goyim. Let's say a myra where there's kvorim of goyim. Lidroich al kivroisem is allowed to step on the kvorim. That's another chiddush. Ve'enoy also ala sheiga betumei sheisoena kama shebi'arnu shom. That's why the Rambam says in Perek Tes from Tumas Mes, sheiga be'atzmo shel tumah." That's mashma. I don't know why exactly. I think Reb Chaim might be talking about it. But it's mashma that if he's touching something that's touching the mess, it might not be tomei. Because he says he has to be negia be'atzmo shel tuma. And here the Rambam says that you're allowed to be doirech al kivriseim. But that's still another sugya to see if there's a diikrav bediikrav legabe a tuma of a goy. So we have to find out why the Rambam says that they could be doirech on top of the Kever of a Goy. If the Rambam says that is Metami Bemago Bemaso, so it should be Metami Bemago, since the Kever is underneath, and it's Tumah Bekas, so he's not mile on the mess, he's touching it, but he's walking on it. So how could he walk on it if he's Tumah Bemago? So the Agos Maimini says, the Aloha is like Rav Shimon ben Yochai, that Kivrei Goyim is not Metamei Boil. One reason is because Ravina and Yevomis goes according to Rav Shimon, he's Masberim. And another reason is because of the Gemara and Bob Metzir, that the Kesef Mishnah also says on Beis Yosef, that the time is because the Aloha is like Eliyahu HaNavi. This Aloha we got from Eliyahu HaNavi. The Gemara says, Daf Kuf Yudalet, Rabbe Baravue, Ashkeche Rabbe Baravua Eliyahu Dekoy Bebeis HaKvod Shel Goyim. Rabbe Baravua found Eliyahu, he met him, he was walking in a Beis HaKvod of Goyim. So yes, the Mashal in Aloche, you see that there's no Loig LaRosh by Goyim, and probably the time is because Michaim, they weren't Shaykh in talking and learning, and the Rashi in Brochas Daf Gimel Amud Beis says that Loig LaRosh, when you're talking and learning next to a mess, is because the mess can't make sin and talk with you. But a guy anyway wouldn't be able to. Then he asked him another shayla, asked him a few shaylas in halacha, and then he says to him, after he asked him in halacha, then he started going into his private inyone. He asked him, Omalei lav koyen umar, Rabbi Baravua, the first thing he thought of was the shayla in halacha that was bothering him. Once he was talking to him about that got settled. So the Gemara, he says to him, Lav koyen umar, Eliyahu is a koyen. My time koyen mal bebeis hakvoros. Why are you standing in a beis hakvoros if you're a koyen? Omalei loy masni mal taris. You didn't learn seder taris detani Reb Shimon ben Yochai oimer kivrein shel goyim ein metamin shenemar ve'atein tzoini tzoin mar isi odom atem kruim odom ve'en agoyim kruim odom. So goyim are not metame. Omalei, so he told him that he only knows four storim. He doesn't know the two storim of Kodshim and Taras. It's enough for him four. We're talking about a Moroim that could be Mechaya Mason. So Akoponim, he tells Elyonovi, and Elyonovi told him that he paskins like Rav Shimon ben Yochai, that Goyim are not Metamikos Odom and not Goyim. So that's why the Rabban paskins Lalocha like Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Tosfos says, in Bob Metzia, and Tosfos in Yevomis says, that Rabbi Notam and the Ripaskin, the Aloch is not like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, and we hold that Kivrei Goyim or Metame Be'oil. Why? Because Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, he says that Meduras are going places where Goyim live, or also for a Goyim to go in, because they're covering Shom Nefolim. So there might be a Tumas Oil there. So you're not allowed to walk in there. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is always Aloch HaKamoise, so we Paskin like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, not like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. The kasha is, so why did Eliyahu HaNavi say something that's not la halacha? And he said that he's going in the Kivrei Goyim because of Reb Shimon ben Yochai. If the halacha is like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, so it's metame boil. Why should he say it? So Tosfos says that the derech of Eliyahu HaNavi was that he's madchem. He doesn't say the halacha that's really the halacha, only he's madchem. And he says another case we find Eliyahu HaNavi was doiche by Rabbi Akiva, that he was kover Rabbi Akiva. Eliyahu HaNavi carried Rabbi Akiva and went to be kover, and so Shiloh was, they asked him that he's the Hakoin, and Hakoin is not mutar to be metamele mes, he's mes oksefa Hakoin. So he answered the Kivrei that tzadikim are ena metame, that tzadikim are choshev benisosan, and they're not metame. So Be'emes, that wasn't the reason, only the reason was because he was a mes mitzvah. Rabbi Kiva was a mes mitzvah, and he was from Daruge Malchus. So even a kohen, a regular kohen, could be metame to him. Only he was doich, and he said tzaddikim are not metame. And by the Beis HaKvaros, why was he walking in? He was doich because of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. But Be'emes was the reason, because he said the Rov Aronas have a Pesach Tefach. And we said before that a Pesach Tefach is not, the tuma does not spread around. And either Rabbonon made a gzera, so he wasn't so choshish for the gzera der Rabbonon, that if there, even if there's a Pesach Tefach to become Tomei, that Otto or Oron, that's not a Pesach Tefach. So the Ramban, the Rashba, says that Chas v'Shalom, Eliyahu HaNavi wasn't Stam Doicha. Why should he say something that's not La'alocha? It could be Machshul Rebavo. Rebavo might come to think that Bem's La'alocha is like Reb Shimon ben Yochai, and La'alocha is not like Reb Shimon, has like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. So we don't say that Eliyahu HaNavi was Stam Doicha, only he says that the halacha is Bam is like Reb Shimon ben Yochai. Another raya that the halacha is like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, that it's goyim or metame be'oil, because the Gemara brings in Moed Koton remez that you're mitzayin for kvoros. Omar Reb Shimon ben Pazi, Dafei Amud Aleph, Remez leTzion Kvoros min haTorah minayin, Talmud Loim Avro od Etzem Odom Ubona Etz leTzion. So it says in the it's Haftorah that we read on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, and it says Vro Etzem Odom Ubona Etz leTzion Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos and Ubona Etz leTzion. So we see that we're mitzayin on Kvorim, and the Gemara says in Omud Beis that we read before, that they're metzayin only in kvarim that are metame b'oyel. So we see that goy gumogug that are goyim are metame b'oyel. So some rishonim are doicha, maybe there would be yidin there, and it's a psukim that there's yidin and that were forced to be in the camps in the army of the goy gumogug, so maybe because of those yidin. A component of the Ramban says at the end that it's not such a riot. It could be that bam is goyim are not metame b'oyel, only by goy gumogug la'osid lovoy. They wanted to be marbe betara, even though they're not metame b'oil, they're marbe betara, that people should stay away from kvorim. So they made a tzion even on kevrei goyim that are not metame b'oil. So we have a machlokes Rishonim, how to paskin? Do kivrei goyim metame be'oil or not metame be'oil? That's how the Torah brings it, that the Rambam says kivrei goyim are not metame be'oil. And we read the Rambam. The Rambam says that's not metame be'oil. Mutar lidurich al kivrei seim. And we also have the other Rishonim that say that they are metame be'oil. It's Rabbi Nutam and the Rit. So Meach brings this Rambam of Mutar Litroich al Kivrei Seim, and he says Pshat from the Aderes Elyo, the Gro on Chumash. He says that he's talking about the two psukim that the Gemara darshens in Nozir. The first pasuk talks about Tumas Oil, Oy Bekever Sosum, that's Metame Be'oil, and the second pasuk talks about Goyim, it says about Negir. And he brings from the Gro that wherever there isn't a tefach between the tumah, between the mess and the roof of the kever, so it has a din of negir. It's ki'ilu, the roof of the kever is actually touching the mess. When you touch the roof, it's as if you're touching a straight contact to the mess. And where there is a tefach cholol between the mess and the roof of the kever, so that's called the oil. If you're ma'il on top, you're ma'il on top of a kever, and a kever sosum, a closed up kever, is metame be'oil. So Memele says, so it comes out that a kever of a goy could be metame if it's a tumor tzutz. So that means if there's no pusach tefach, which has a din of negia, so that could be metame. So he says that's the pshat in the Rambam, the dorchin ala kvorim. I imagine that he means that you're dorch on the kever because usually there is a pusach tefach, and if there is a pusach tefach, so it's only mishum oil. And the kivrei goyim is not metame be'oyah. And he goes on to say that it says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin that Chizkiyahu HaMelech made an extra month. He made an odor sheni, was ma'aber the shana, because of tumah. What was the tumah? So Rashi says there because of Avodah Zorah, that people were odored Avodah Zorah. Tosfos brings from a Yerushalmi is in a few places, that they found Gulgalte shel Aravno Yevusi under the Mizbeach, and all it comes out that everybody was tummy because of that Gulgulis. Then you have to be mine, was it a Shedra with a Gulgulis or was a Gulgulis by itself? A Kopanim, it says a Gulgalte shel Aravno Yevusi, there was a tumor. So the Shaila was, so how did they become tummy? So the Mishnah Lemelech in Hilchos Beis Abchira, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Gimel, is Choker, because it says the Beis HaMikdash was born in keeping al gabe keeping mipnei tumas hatorim. In case there's a mess on the bottom, so it shouldn't be Bekeh v'Oila. So wherever it was Bekeh, there was always an Oila on top, because it was keeping al gabe keeping. That means vaults on top of one. Wherever there was a Amud on the bottom, there was a Oil on top. So remember, there was never a Bekeh v'Oila until the Azora, but the Mizbeach was also to build on top of keeping. So how did they find the Gulgalta Shel HaRavna? How was it Metame? So he says it went Bekeh v'Oila. So you have to say, he says, you have to say that if it was Metame the oil, that means people were on top. So you have to say that Yerushalmi holds that Kivri Akum or Metame the oil. It's not mistaber that they were Tomei al Yudei Negia, that they didn't see it and they touched it. But Dor Somech says it could be it was an oil, but it was an oil rotzut without a pesach tefach. And the Mela, they were all Tomei, were walking on top. Ki'ilu, they were Negia in the mess. So you don't have to say that the Yerushalmi holds that Kivri Akum or Metame Boel. It could be they're not Metame Boel, but it was a certain kind of Kivri that's Metame Benegia. The Minchas Chinuch talks about this Gemara in Bob Metzia, that Eliyahu Novi was walking in a kever, and he asks, his lashon is that he asks, how did Eliyahu Novi stand on the kever? But you're not allowed to, it's a negia. And it didn't help Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, because Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is talking about oil, but if it's negia, it's also. So if we say that the Kvorim have a Pesach Tefach, a Chalal Tefach, so it's good, like the Dor Somech says, that then it would be an oil and not a negia, and then it wouldn't be Metamei B'Oil. But the Minchas Chinuch says, what the Rambam says, Dorchen al Kivru Sent, how could it be Dorch, it's Doch Negea? So he says that even if he would be wearing shoes, but then it would be Deikrav B'Deikrav, that means the shoes would still be a Negea to the mess. So here again, if we say Dor Sameach, so it would be one Negea is the roof of the Kever to the mess, and then his shoes. So it's a few Kelim. And the Minchas Chinuch Batzim says, maybe he's wearing a few layers of Godim. So Memela, on a few layers, you don't say Deikrav B'Deikrav, you don't say Tuma B'Chiburin. So Belavochi, if you say with Dor Sameach, it's not Tuma B'Chiburin, because you have the roof of the oil, and then it's shoes. And that's only if we hold that Chalal Cherev Kemes is also other Begodim, not only Klei Matoches. If we only say Klei Matoches, and Memela, it's a Chatzitze, the Begodim are Chatzitze, and it's not Metame B'Tumas Mes. But if you hold like Rabbi Natan, if you hold that other Kelim also, so Memele, you have to say that there was a few layers. In the Chasam Sofer, there's a Tshuva, he talks about this Gemara, this Yerushalmi. He says, how could it be that from Shlomo HaMelech's time, they went and they built the Beis HaMikdash, until Chizkiyahu HaMelech's time, they had the Gulgalto Shel HaRavna, his scroll was under the Mizbech, and everybody became Tomei, all the Avodah. So he says that probably, also he brings Yerushalmi and Soita, that's Mashma there, that they found Gulgalta Shel HaRavna in Bais Sheni. That means there was twice. He kept reappearing. This HaRavna Yavusi kept reappearing in history, and they kept finding his Gulgolas under the Mizbech. So Chasam Sofer says it probably was, since HaRavna lived there first, so there was Kvorim, it was a Myra of Kvor of his Mishpocha. So when they built the Beis HaMikdash in Shlomo HaMelech's time, so they patched it up and they made it that they shouldn't be able to spread the tumah, it should all be built around it. But in the time of Ochos, he wasn't a kosher melech, and they didn't bother with strengthening the walls in the Beis HaMikdash. So his gulgulas rolled under to the Mizbech. And then in Chizkiyahu HaMelech's times, they built it up again. But then in Bais Sheni, again, it was Necher of the Bais, and Memela, there was some kind of a rifyon, it became weak, the structure, and other gulgulas from Aravna's family rolled under to the Mizbeach, and it also was Metame. Dennis the Yerushalmi says in Yuma that Chorban Abayis Rishon was only on the Tikra, not on the Ksolim. The walls and the Ritva was still there. So you have to say, the Chasam Sofer says that the walls that hold it up were shvach, and they became ruined. In the Shulchan Aruch it says, Kivrei Akum, Nochen Lizoyer Milei Lechaleim. It's kedai, nochon, it's right to be careful not to walk on top of Kivrei Yaakov. And the Ramah says, afal pishiyesh mekilin, that means, why shouldn't you walk on Kivrei Yaakov? Because there might be metame boya lufi some shittas. And that's how the Torah says that, it's kedai to be machmir, and brings from Arami Rutenberg, the Tovayol of Brocha. The Rosh in the Tshuva says, Zomar machmir, and he said, shem to Arami Rutenberg, whoever is machmir, Tovayol of Brocha. And the Shulchan Aruch says, nochen lizar milei chaleim. And the Ramo says, yesh mekilim. That's the Shita Sayyareim. He brings a Gemara from Daf Samach Aleph. And he says that it's not metame, not the oil and not benegia. So he's not make or even benegia. Benochen lachmer. The Ramo says, nochen lachmer. The Pischei Tshuva in Simen Shinai and Aleph has a shaila. If we say that Teich Daladam, if we say that the Kever Akum should be machmer not to walk by it, if there also a Gzeira of the Rabban of Teich Daladams, that they were Goyza, that a Kohen shouldn't walk Teich Daladams of a Kever, if by a Kever of a Goy also we have to be machmer not to walk within Daladams, if it's only by a place where it could be Tumas Oil, or also where there's no Tumas Oil, only Tumas Negia, you have to be careful not to walk within Daladams. Reb Chaim Kanievsky in the Sefer Talmud Akroi talks about Tanakh, so he says in the Nevuah of Yecheskel HaNovi, it says, Hoyso al ayad Hashem v'yanicheni b'soy chabiko v'yim eleyo atzomos v'avirani aleyem soviv soviv v'inei rabois moed al pnei abiko al pnei abiko. There was a lot of atzomos yveshes and they were on the biko, and Yecheskel was a Kohen. Yecheskel HaNovi was a Kohen, he was the son of Yirmiyah Kohen, and Hashem took him in the air, hoiso layad Hashem, and ibevirani aleim sovi sovi was in the air. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, how was it mutar? If they were the Bnei Ephraim, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that they were the Bnei Ephraim that went out of Mitzrayim, so they should be metame be'oil. So he says, because the Gemara says that kever shalifnei dibur is only metame benegia, not be'oil. That's the second pasuk. So Memele, the Bnei Ephraim, even though they might have been from the Zera of Klal Yisrael, but they were Lifnei Adibor, Lifnei Matam Torah, so they're only Metame Benegia. So he was in the air. Yecheskel Novi was flying in the air on top of those Atzomas. So Memele, we don't say that he was Tame Boel. He was only, would have been Tame Benegia. When it says, Vayanicheni Besoy Chabiko, so Reb Chaim Kanievsky says that it's talking that he put him down in a place where he wasn't moving the etzem kesa'ura, because if Ramesi to etzem kesa'ura, you move it, that's tumas mas. Now, be'emes ve'evirani aleim tzoviv tzoviv could have been around the Beis HaKvaros without being on top of the oil. Voraya, that there's one mandomer in Sanhedrin that they were yidden, that they were kofar ba'ikar, and they were oved avodah zarah. The people that they had shikutzim in the Beis HaMikdash, and over the Avodah Zorah, the Ramah says in Shinayim Beis, in that same sif that we read, that a mumar l'Avodah Zorah is metame boil, just like a yid, because it's still called bonim, of yochi kurim bonim, that's what the Gro brings there. So memela, those of the Avodah Zorah, how could Yecheskel be flying in there on top of them? It's metame boil. And that was the shaila that we had a few years ago, that the planes of El Al used to fly over the Beis HaKvaros in Chulon, and they would be metame be'oil. And there was all kinds of tricks to do, to go into Dover Shein and Mekabel Tumah, to try to fly a different route, but that was the Tumas Oil. So how could the Yecheskel HaNovi fly on top of the Atzomos of the people from that were do, that did have a desire by Sirishim? So you have to save Evirani Alem Sovi Sovi probably without Tumas Oil. So Memele, that could also be a pshat. The Meshech Chochma says in Parshas Bereishis, it says, Zochor when the cave of Brom, Vayikro Shmom Odom, B'yoymi Borom. So the Meshech Chochma says, Vayikro Shmom Odom, he brings from the Zohar, that the Shlemus of the Shem Odom is a Shlemus of Zochor when the cave of, when there's a Shlemus of Zochor when the cave of, and probably means because they were Nivra Aguf Echod, Zohar ben Akeva, then they're called Odom. And brings the Gemara in Nevomah Samach Gimel, says that whoever, Misha ein la isha ein koli Odom. Odom is the Shlemus of the Bria. Shlemus of the Bria is a Zohar ben Akeva. You see that the animals weren't Nivra, they weren't created Odom, a Zohar ben Akeva, although they were created the Zohar by itself and the Akeva by itself, because they don't have that Shlemus of Zohar ben Akeva, just that the species should be continued. But Odom is loy toyu bra la sheves yitzor to do with kavona and the rotzen of Hashem. That's called the odom. So he says that the goyim are not called odom. Atem kruim odom, vein goyim kruim odom. Because by them, they don't have the mitzvah of Piri of Arivia, and they don't have the kavona to be holding up the world and to bring people into the world that are doing Rotzon Hashem. But before Matan Torah, they were mechuyav in Piri of Arivia. Rashi says in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes, the Piri of Arivia is a mitzvah sheloi nishnis liyisrael, znemro libnei noach v'loi nishnis liyisrael. So the Gemara says that liyisrael nikno v'loi libnei noach. But Rashi says in Daf Nun Tes on Adalev, that till Matan Torah it was given to the goyim, only afterwards it was taken away. And it could be that's a little bit the kavon of Rav Ayater goyim omad v'tiron lein. And the Gemara says it's only keinu mitzuve voise. But some mitzvahs were taken away, like Piri of Arivia. So he says that with that we could say pshat and what Tosfos asks, why was Mitzayim Ma'arta, the Machpelah, the Ma'arta d'Avram, kvarim from Bilifnei Adibur, but Elda Atem Kuri Modem, they're not Metame Boil. So he says, before Matan Torah, the Goyim were called the Odom. It's even more than Tosfos. Tosfos in Nidah just says that there weren't Chilukim in Odom before Matan Torah. And the Meshech Chochma is saying that they had the name Odom before Matan Torah. And after Matan Torah was taken away from them, the shame Odom. And I heard once from Shlomo Fisher, he said that in Gog u'Magog it says they'll be covered them, Leman Tyres Oretz. So you see that there will be a kavura of they'll have tumas oil. That's what Tosfos says. They are mitzayin only on tumas oil. So how do they have tumas oil? Atem kruim odom. So he says that posthumously, that means after they were died, they got the schar from Yefes. Yefes was mechasen noach, and he got his schar after misa. And after misa, they got back their shem odom, which is interesting to say that they have odom dafke after they died. So Menelez, they got back their Shem Odom Nafkemina that they're Metame Be'oyel. So Menele, you needed to be, make a Tzion on the Kvorim Leman Teres Oretz. So if we go look at that, we could see a remez that the Rosh Yitevis Leman Teres Oretz is Lamed Tes Aleph is Begematria Odom.